We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John and I had a chance to visit the clubhouse, and it's been fun to meet some of the new guys and some of the guys that have established themselves, John.
You know, Larry, this guy, you guys have something in common. That you can definitely relate to, since you are in the North Allegheny Hall of Fame.
Well, no, this not for playing what? Baseball.
What?
No. Although really? I did play second base.
Well, on October the 26th of this past year, Adam Frazier's uniform, number 11, was retired in a ceremony at his home high school in Oconee County High School in Watkinsville, Georgia. So quite an honor there for Adam back in October to have his number retired.
And we had a chance to catch up with Adam, and what a guy. Good morning. Soft-spoken.
Good morning. How are y'all?
What difference does it make coming into camp when they've already told you you're going to be the starting second baseman?
Pretty big difference. The biggest one for me was the not having to bounce around to multiple positions. I can mainly prepare during the off season until this point to just attack one position, do the best I can each day at that one spot.
Yeah, I'm sure you had a chance to talk to Bill Mazeroski, old school guys. They pass on any good tips?
Yeah, I got to talk to Bill a little bit about what kind of drills he likes to do to prepare himself or what he liked to do. So stuff to hit on, ask him double play stuff like that. Yeah, so he's good to have around, and, I enjoy talking to him.
You know, when you work your way up through the minor leagues and you finally get here, I mean, what is the sense of accomplishment when you finally got here and you finally got the job?
It's pretty awesome. It's your whole lifetime you think about that, being a starter in the big leagues. So it wasn't just, since I got in the minor leagues, it was, from when I was a little kid. So, the feeling's kind of like, wow, you've made it. But then you realize quick you don't want to just make it. You want to stay and, be here a while. The past few years have been, learning in progress, really. And so I'm just kind of attack this year the same way and try to keep building on that.
Yeah, I think about when you come here and you go to Pirate City and you see how many guys are trying to get to a spot like yours where you're a starter in the major leagues, the odds are astronomical.
Yeah, those odds increase even more to stay here. But it kind of puts things in perspective when we go back over there and work out and that kind of deal. It's dang, you got all these guys coming for your job. So I've been there before, and so I know guys are working just as hard as I am, and pushing to come take my spot, so I got to keep going.
Well, you made quite a statement with your bat last year, and I think that got everybody's attention. When you step in there, how hard is that concentration level to see a 90-plus-mile-an-hour fastball coming at you?
Well, it's not easy, especially nowadays. Everybody's 95 to 100, it seems like, so there's no at-bats you can take off. You got to be ready to play. So, that's what we've been doing our whole lives is, trying to figure out how to hit pitchers. And, that's what we work on in the off season to, prepare ourselves to be able to have success against those kind of guys.
Yeah, when you think of Pittsburgh, off the field, how have you adjusted to Pittsburgh? What do you like about it? Favorite restaurant, place to go? What do you like?
Not a whole lot going on in Pittsburgh, really, so it's easy to stay out of trouble. I'd say favorite restaurant might be Driftwood Pizza. I'm a big pizza guy, and it's over in Lawrenceville. It's really good, stuff. So, just kind of lay low when I'm there. So, I enjoy the views and the going up on the mountain and checking out the city on a pretty day. That's fun to me. But other than that, just try to play baseball.
Years ago, Mark Melancon kind of set the bar for off-season craziness. What about you? What do you do in the off-season? Anything crazy?
No. I know Melanson gets adventurous. So
yeah, he did.
You know, he's a little more adventurous than I am. You know, the past few off-seasons been full of weddings and, you know, that kind of deal. I spend my time in Nashville for the most part, and, you know, plenty of things to do there, you know, where it's hockey, football games, country music, or any kind of music, really. So
you sing?
I don't sing, but, you know, I enjoy that, and I spend a little time hunting in the off season as well.
Adam Frazier, well, turn a bunch of double plays, get some hits, do your thing, and we'll see you in Pittsburgh.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.